Okay, before we make Haskal and Lusugya, I'll just tell you a drusha de kavar. We had the gemara before that the sheni laretz v'ze chamishi laretz, that the chasivus of the peretz goes by how closely are to the word laretz. So Taisa says, and the Rosh also, it's put down lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, that nonetheless the first eretz is kaidim to the second eretz. So chita is still kaidim to zayis. And so I always cut him to tomorrow. But we saw the Rabbi Yoh. The Rabbi Yoh says not the way. The Rabbi Yoh says that the Rabbi Yoh asks, why did Torah do it in such a roundabout way? The Torah should have given the order. The Torah should have listed the Paris, said Eris once, listed the Paris in the order of their Chashivas. Why did Torah do it in this way? The Rabbi Yoh says, apparently, because says the Rabbi Yoh, it must be that Chit and Zayis are equal. Between Chit and Zayis, there is no Gdima. That's good for why Torah would have said Chit and Zayis Saira, then I would have thought that Chit is Kaidim with Zayis. It's not true. Chit and Zayis are equal. And likewise, Saira and. Well, there's no difference. Eretz Kam and Eretz Bas. So maybe this is the only way the Torah could have said it. Because the Torah needed a way to say that there are things that are equal. Chit and Zayis are equal. Saira and Tamarim are equal. So that's the Rav Yom. But Taisus and the Rosh all not the way. So Emes Tafi Taisus and the Rosh. It's really a Malkam Har on the Torah. I don't know how much this is. It's not a question in learning. It's a question in it's a question of Chumash. Why did the Torah do it this way? The Torah should have just listed the Paris in the order of their Chashivas. Eretz, Chita, Zayas, Ira, Dvash, Geth, and Dain of Rima. That's the order of the Chashivas. Why did the Torah do it in this roundabout way? So, I heard it from somebody else. I don't think this is mine. It doesn't sound like mine. I think I heard it, but I can't remember where. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Bikurim that Kesir Mafishin is a Bikurim, beginning with the third paragraph. Kesir Mafishin is a Bikurim. Yeridolim Toich Sadeo. Person goes down to his field. Veroyet Taena Shevichro. He sees that a Taena, the first Taena that became right, or Eshkol Shevichro, or the first grapes. Cluster of grapes that became ripe, or Rimon Shebiker, or the first pomegranate. So he's Kaifrol of Gemi, he makes a simon, that's the Bikurim. And likewise with all of the pears. But the example that the Mishnah chooses to instantiate the Din of Bikurim, Mitzvah Bikurim, with Anovim, Te'enim, and Rimonim. So why did the Mishnah choose these three pears out of the seven? All seven pears are Chayiv and Bikurim. So in the Pardes Yosef and Pasha Shlach, he brings the one from Menachem Zemba. That Menachem Ben Zemba said that he brings from the Arizal that Bikurim is the Mechaper and the Chet HaMeragim, because the Meragim was Hilaz and Eretz Yisrael. So Bikurim is to we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. We bring all the Perish and Ishtap from Eretz Yisrael, and we say Mikra Bikurim Uhaydoy in Eretz Yisrael, V'at Tereis Yisrael Shish Priyadom, and so on. So that the Arizal said that Mitzvah Bikurim is to be Mechaper and the Chet HaMeragim. So Menachem Zemba said that's why the Mishnah talks specifically about Geffen, Anovim, Te'enim, and Rimonim. Because with which Paris were the Meraglim Chayte? Which Paris did the Meraglim bring back from Eretz Yisrael? They brought Eshkol Anovim Echod, Umina Te'enim, Umina Rimonim. They brought back Geffen, Te'enim, and Rimon. So therefore, the Mishnah, a lot of the halacha applies to all Shivas Aminim. But nonetheless, the Mishnah chooses to instantiate Mitzvah Bikurim with these three, because these are the three that particularly had to do with the Chet HaMeragim. Adkan, the Rav Menachem Zemba. So again, I don't remember where I saw this. I don't think it's mine. I must have heard this somewhere. That the pshat is like this. That really Geffen, Tein, and Rimon should really be more choshev than Zei Shem and Udvash. But Harai, you see in the pasuk that they came first. Really should have been Geffen, Tein, and Rimon, and then Zei Shem and Udvash. But Hayoyis the Meragim Rechaytin Geffen, Tein, and Rimon. So the Geffen, Tein, and Rimon, because they facilitated. So they lost a little bit of their chashivas of perish and ishtapach from Eretz Yisrael, and in Melin now Zei Shem and Udvash becomes more chashiv than Geffen, Tein, and Rimon. So the Torah didn't want to re-scramble the order, because the Torah is telling me intrinsically really Geffen, Tein, and Rimon should be before Zei Shem and Udvash. But Lamaisa, Aloch Lamaisa, not the way. The Zei Shem and Udvash goes down the Madrega, and the Tein and Rimon go up. So that's why the Torah did it this way. Put an Eretz Kilu. There's a vestige. You can see the remains of the way it was, the way it's supposed to be. Geffen, Tein, and Rimon, and then Zei Shem and Udvash. But the Maaseh is the Chet HaMeragim, so Geffen, Tein, and Rimon go down. So now Zei Shem and Udvash come before Geffen, Tein, and Rimon. That's, I think, the word that I heard. Yeah, that means it works better if you hold the chita sayra come before everything. If you hold the chita sayra, there's still a question, because zayis is before sayra. That has nothing to do with chet meragim. Like you, now that we have this eretz hipsik, now we have these two eretzes, so we have this. So it comes out that zayis, which is rishon, the second eretz, is before sayra. If I didn't have that, then zayis would be after sayra. That's nothing to do with chet meragim. Not the zayis, not the sayra. Have to do with the chet meragim. In other words, there's like this extra thing that hasn't been accounted for. Yeah, okay. But there's other shittas in Yishayim. Ari Yishayim, the chita v'sayra was before the other pairs. They're mezaynus. They're always before the other pairs. So then it works good. That the Torah said it in this way. The Torah said it. And the you also don't have the Rav Yoh. The Filos Yishayim, the chita v'sayra always come first. Because the Torah is only told the b'chaseim shavais, or it's... or gif, or we saw in there the Rosh Tejan Ali but the Bahak that chitins are always come first because they're mezainis. It's talking about mezainis, and mezainis always come first. So you don't have the Rav Yoh's vort either. You know that the Torah said it in this way because it wants to tell you chitins zayis are equal. Chitins zayis are not equal. So that chitin mishanim works out the best. Chitins are always come early first because they're mezainis. They're not in the picture. What's in the picture is gif and tainer imayin zay shem udvash. So from those five, it looks like Zay Shemud Vash is more chashuv than Teina. It looks like Gef and Teina Rimay are more chashuv than Zay Shemud Vash. At first glance, that's how it looks. But now we have this new scrambling with Eretz that it's not the way. Gef and Teina Rimay come after Zay Shemud Vash. Why is that? Because the Taka got demoted because of the Chetam Rad. Anyway, so what? Yeah, let's see right now. Let's start to Sugya. Gemara. It's my review of fame, tainim by an offer from Teicha Sudah. They put Paris in the middle of the Sudah. Amr of Unu Tunim, Brachel of Name, Vain Tunim Brachel Acharim. Chenom of Nachman Tunim Brachel of Name, Vain Tunim Brachel Acharim. So we have the first sheet here in the Gemara, there's going to be three sheets. The first sheet is Rafun and Rav Nachman, that they need a Brachel of Name, but not a Brachel Acharim. What's the logic? What does Rashi say? So Rashi, if you lefnei painim banovim b'teicha sudah, the loy lelafis is a pas. He wasn't spreading on the bread. Then can't have a lutfela. Then chaylik b'dovash and bracha loy lefana v'loy lachov. Everybody agrees that anything that you spread on the bread is tofel to the bread. Ela lefamish about lemasikis too b'teicha sudah b'peris. Sometimes in the middle of a sudah, a person wants to have something sweet, so he has some peris. So what's the din? Levarach lefneiim the laf tefelin. It was not tofel to the bread. So why not lachareim? So Rashi says, "V'lo lachareim de birchas hamosim feitros." So Rashi learns that the pshat in Avunah Rav Nachman is that birchas hamosim takapat is the peres. So therefore, hamaytzi lechem and can't part of the peres. The peres aren't lechem, so you have to make a bracha. You have to make it, and they're not tofel to the lechem. It's not lelachas is a pas. So there's no. It's no. They're not tofel. So they need a bracha rishayna, and really sounds like in Rashi they need a bracha rishayna too. But that's okay. The Birchas Hamazon can do double duty. The Birchas Hamazon can be the Bracha Chayna for the Sudah. And it can be the Bracha Chayna for the Peres as well. Birchas Hamazon can part of the Peres. That's what it sounds like. That's a Chiddush. The Birchas Hamazon can part of the Peres. Rav Sheish is Omer, that's the first Yidu. Rav Sheish is Omer, Tuna Bracha, Ben Lefneim, Ben Lachareim. You need a Bracha Lefano and a Bracha Lachareim. Rashi says, Mavarch ben lefneim ben lachareim. So Rashi ben lefneim ben lachareim. The lepota elamidi the zayin. V'hani le zayni. So Rashi says bichas hamosim can only pater something that's zayin. Something that's not zayin is not bichas hamosim can't pater. Presumably because it says al oratz al hamosim. So that's shayach b'chal. Bichas hamosim can only be in something which is zayin. So peres are not zayin. Later on we'll see in Rashi there are things that are zayin. What's the thing? What are things that are zayin? So Rashi will say later in the sugya, you have like Rashi brings kruv and Lefneim, we already explained. Lefneim doesn't need any further. It's not tofel to the pas. Certainly not lechem. I don't think he already explained in Nachman Ravuna that Bracha Rishon you need because it's not tofel to the pas. The chiddush is that what Rav Sheshes is moisif, that you need a bracha achrayna also. Why isn't Birchas HaMazon pattering it? So Rashi says, because it's not Zayin. It's going up and it's building on it's a step beyond the Ravuna Rav Nachum. Rashi says later on, yeah, the first wide line of Rashi. So cereal, cabbage, spinach, those things are lemazon. But peiros are not lemazon. So that's shaykh to bench on peiros. So therefore they need, says Rav Sheshes, you need peiros, need a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna. And he continues, Rav Sheshes, she'ein l'chodova she'toyin bracha lefana ve'intoyin bracha l'achrov el ha'pasabo be'kistin bilvad. The only thing that needs a bracha rishayna and not a bracha achrayna is pasabo be'kistin. What's pasabo be'kistin? That's his interesting shot. Pasabo be'kistin l'achra achilu b'chis ha'mazon. After benching, ha'yirigilim l'havi kistin, they would bring kistin. What are kistin klois? Kernels of grain. V'shiyofen leib, k'ramina ba'alma, hani kistin d'mali l'libo. U'mevin imoyim pas sheni loishim tablin. With these Rice Krispies, they would also bring, or whatever, Krispies, they would bring pas, which is kneaded together with tavlin, like ubelish, some kind of wafer, shalonu. People make it in nice shapes. It's a kind of cookie, but it has a lot of tavlin. But and they eat it. They eat a little bit of this pasav of a kisnin. And since they put into it a lot of tavlin and geizim and shkedim, umachalamut, and you don't eat a lot of it. It's just a dessert. Like hitinu bracha mein gimel. So they weren't matzrich and ala michil. Like you find with pasaris v'doichin, that mina v'pirkin v'tchila bari mina mizaynus will stay for leklum. That on a rice you only make a bari nefashis at the end. So these cookies that they would have at the, I don't know if they're exactly cookies, these pasav abakistim that they would eat after benching, they needed a bracha v'shayna, but they didn't need a bracha achrayna of ala michil. Some they still needed bari nefashis. I shouldn't need a bari nefashis. But we already had it early in the sugya of Ayres V'doichin that's called V'loi Klum. Bari Nefashis is called V'loi Klum. So Rav Sheshes is saying something that needs a bracha rishayna, not a bracha achrayna, the only thing that you could think of is Pasav Abakisnin. Pasav Abakisnin needs a bracha rishayna, but it doesn't need a bracha achrayna, just a Bari Nefashis. But Peiros that come in the middle of the Suda, he thinks that they need a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna. That's Shver Pshat. First of all, lots of things only need a bari nefashis. I mean, chocolate only needs a bari nefashis afterwards, and steak only needs a bari nefashis afterwards. Lots of foods only need a bari nefashis. But this is the only example possible, but kistin is something that only needs a bari nefashis. And moreover, okay, this is maybe the only example of something that's mizaynus and only needs a bari nefashis. It's also not true. You have ayres v'doichin itself. What about ayres v'doichin? It's tuna bracha lefanav, and not the ein bracha l'achro. It needs a mizaynus, and afterwards doesn't need a bari nefashis. In fact, Rashi gives that as an example as a paradigm. Midi davi oris v'doichin. What kind of statement is ein lechadova shetoyin bracha lepanav ein toyin bracha la'achrov chutz mipasav b'kistin? Rashi says that it's midi davi oris v'doichin. No, so if it's midi davi oris v'doichin, then how can you call it ein lechadova? It's not ein lechadova. You have oris v'doichin. And then b'chag, what in the world does it have to do with Paris in the middle of the Suda? What in the world does this have to do with Pasav Abakistan with Rav Sheshes talking about Paris in the middle of the Suda? Paris in the middle of the Suda, they need a bracha lefanav because they're not tuffle to the past. They need a bracha le'achrov because they're not Zion, so Birchas HaMazon can't pater them. So they need their own bracha achrayna. What's the bracha achrayna? I guess ala Paris. If you obtain them, I know. Ala Paris. What does it have to do with the din of Pasav Abakistan? That since it's machala muad, whatever that means exactly, it's machala muad, so only it doesn't need an ala michil. Like, how did that fall in over here? It needs explaining. What? The muscle not much. I don't try hard to see what the comparison. How this even sheds any light? What does he want from Pasav Abakistan? Very obscure. Now let's finish the Gemara. Let's read through the whole Gemara according to Rashi, and then we'll go back. And this Rav Nachman and Rav Huna and Rav Sheshes, they're all not like Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is the third shita. Rav Chiya, pas b'teres kol minei meichel v'yayim poyte kol minei mashkin. So Rashi pas b'teres ben lefnei ben lacharei. So Rav Chiya is the most mekel. He says that teres in the middle of a suda, they don't need a bracha, not a bracha rishayna, not a bracha, not a bracha achrayna. So we have a three shittos about teres b'teich a suda. We have Rav Nachman and Avuna, they need a bracha ben lefnei ben lacharei. I'm sorry, that you need a bracha lefneim, but not lachereim. You need a bracha lefanov because not tofel to the pas. But you don't need a bracha lachrov because benching pat is it. Then we have Rav Sheshes, that you need a bracha lefanov, needs a bracha, that the payers need a bracha lefneim and lachereim. Because it's not tofel to the pas, you need a bracha yishayna. And Birchas Hamazon can't pat it either because it's not zayin. So if you're not a food, that Birchas Hamazon could go on. And then finally we have Rapapa. Rapapa says that pas peter kol minei meichel, that the bread paters everything in the suda, not both from a bracha rishayna and from a bracha achayna. Rashi doesn't really explain how does that work. It's not tuffle to the bread, so how does it work? Maybe it is tuffle to the bread. Maybe Rav Chiya is coming to say that the pears are tuffle to the bread. I mean, how are they potter from bracha rishayna? We already had a sheet of Nachman and Rufuna that Birchas Hamazon Petrosim. But how they put it from Bechor Yishayna, how does you have to say the tuffle to the bread? A little bit sauce in Rashi, why Rashi doesn't explain it. Let's just put everybody on the board up here just so we have reference. Hey, it's Nachman and Afuna. You say it needs a bracha in Shaina. But it does not need a bracha. Sheshes, correct me if I'm wrong. Sheshes says, Sheshes says he's a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna because it's not zayin. Then we have Rav Chiya, who says it doesn't need a bracha achrayna and it doesn't need a bracha achrayna because pas peter mikol minei meichel. I'm not going to worry now about zayin. Those are the three shittos so far. And the Gemara says, Amra Papa Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Devarim habayim machmas asuda b'teich asuda, ein tunim bracha loy lefneim v'loy lacharayim. Shaloi machmas asuda b'teich asuda tunim bracha lefneim v'ein tunim bracha lacharayim. Acher asuda, Rashi Gisa seems to be Dvorim Haboim La'achar Asuda. Rashi Dibar Maskel actually Dvorim HaRegilim Lo La'achar Asuda. I don't believe that's how it was Goris. I think it was Goris Dvorim Haboim. Because Tosis brings such a Gisa, Dvorim Haboim La'achar Asuda. I think that's probably what Rashi meant also. Rashi is explaining what it means. Dvorim HaRegilim Lo La'achar Asuda. Dvorim Haboim La'achar Asuda. Tunim Brocha Ben Lefneim Ben La'achareim. So how does Rashi learn? Well, we had, so our papa's telling me three chilukei dinim. Up to now, we had one case. Paris in the middle of a suda. That's what everybody was talking about. Paris in the middle of a suda. Our papa gives me the halacha lemaisa, but he gives me much more. He gives me three different cases. Dvarim habayim b'teicha suda, machmas suda b'teicha suda. Those don't need a bracha at all. Dvarim habayim machmas suda. Here we go. Shaloi machmas suda b'teicha suda. Need a bracha lefanav and not lachrav, and dvarim haboyim laachar asuda need a bracha ben lefneim ben lacharein. So Rashi learns like this. Dvarim aboy machmas asud rashlins lelafis bemis apas. Those are things that you put on the bread, mamish. Those don't need a brach and aleph on them and not lachos, says Rashi. Tovel is fail. That's mamish and tovel. Like Rashi said at the beginning of Sugya, what's on the bread, mamish, is a tovel. So therefore, hilkach kamidi ben muslin ben peiris. It doesn't matter whether it's muslin, whether it's peiris. But if he brought it shehavi leliftan, if it was brought to spread on the bread, like people bring avocado to spread on the bread, so that's ein boy brachal elefan of leilachu. That doesn't need a brachal. That's tuffel to the bread. So that's the first chaluka, first division. Shaloi machmas esuda b'teichas suda. Those are puppets need a brachal elefan of, but not a brachal achav. Says Rashi, kugain daiso, like cereal, v'chein kruv v'trodin, or cabbage. Or trodden, which I think is spinach. She'enom lifton, at least the modern Hebrew is spinach. She'enom lifton, they're not to spread on the bread, but they come lemozon ulusayva. So those need a bracha lefanov. Delav tefela nino, they're not tofel to the bread. You didn't spread it on the bread. You don't spread the cereal on the bread. You don't spread the cabbage on the bread. Ve'enom b'chal lechem. Therefore, they're not the nifta bracha and. It's not lechem that can make hamaisi on it. It's not tough. I don't know why Rashi all of a sudden woke up now to tell me that they're not bread. Of course not bread. I mean, when Rashi was talking about peiros, he never bothered to tell me, and bread isn't, and peiros aren't bread, so you can't make hamaisi on it. Of course not bread. The shaila is it tuffle to the bread? So Rashi said, if it's not lelaf, it's not tuffle to the bread. I don't know what's Rashi's point of view. It's not tuffle to the bread, and it's not bread. So therefore, hamaisi doesn't work. Can't make hamitzi on cabbage, because cabbage isn't tofel to the bread, and it's not bread. Yeah, obviously it's not bread. If it was bread, it wouldn't be cabbage. I know what Rashi wants. I don't know. But anyway, I mean, what does some hadgosh in Rashi? I don't know what he wants from that. But so they need a bracha lefana. But lo lachareim the mine mozen inu, since these are mozen.
Right. Yeah. Could he possibly be addressing daisa, meaning? Proven trodden or similarly not bread like the
Paris. I mean, even dice is not bread.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. So why don't they need a bracha lachav? The mina mosin inu bichas hamosin petrosim. So Rashi learns because bichas hamosin anything that's mosin bichas hamosin could pop it. And then what's the last division that needs a bracha ben lefonov ben leachrov? Says Rashi, Dvarim Harigilum. Rashi again. Rashi's Gairish in the Gemara. Dvarim again. Although the deeper masculine Rashi, Dvarim Harigilum Lova. I think that's an interpretation. But Rashi Al Kapanim was certainly Gairish Dvarim. The Kol Apachas he was Gairish Dvarim Habayim LaAchar Asudu. Like the Girsa that we'll see that Taisus rejects. Dvarim that usually come after the Suda. Gagayim Peres that Peres usually come after the Suda. After the Suda might mean after benching. They usually come after the Suda. But here, I feel like in the Suda, here he brought it before this in the Suda. Shaloi machmas liftan. But he didn't bring these pears to spread he didn't bring these pears in the Suda to spread on the bread. He brought it like Rashi said at the very beginning. Sometimes you bring pears in the middle of the Suda, not to spread on the bread, but just because you want something sweet in the middle of the Suda. So to Nebrocha ben lefneim delaft feilen inu, ben lachareim den bichas amosin petrosin delaft mezainin inu. So we're going to put this up on the board also in a second, but let me just ask you, so who does our papa line up with from the sheetis that we had so far? Sheshes. Like of Sheshes. Because the part of our papa that's parallel to the machlekes that we were talking about before, perished in the middle of the Suda, was the last division. Dvarim ha-regilim lo v'yachar ha-Suda, like Paris, things that normally are served after the meal. And Rashi, I think after the meal could mean even after benching. They're not normally part of the meal. But you brought them in the middle of the meal, but they don't really belong to the meal. So therefore, they're not Muslim. So they're not Muslim. So therefore, they need a bracha lefanim because they're not tuffel. They're not lelafes. And they know, and bichas hamosin doesn't pater them because they're not zayin. So they need a bracha, ben lefanim, ben lachav. That's mamash of sheshes. So with here Rashi comes out that Rav Papa lines up with of Sheshes. Let's just put Rav Papa in the book. Well, Rashi, other Rishayim, and we'll see Taisus has different shots in Rav Papa. According to which Rav Papa lines up with Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Right now we're in Rashi. So Rav Papa says three chilukim. So help me here. Machma Sasuda B'Toy Chasuda. which Rashi defines as what?
Malachis.
So it's tuffel. So it needs neither bracha rishayna nor bracha achayna. That's just because it's tuffel. Shaloi machmas has to do the b'tei chasada. Rashi, that means daisa, kruv, meal foods, presumably meat and all those things too. So they need a bracha rishayna, because they're not tuffel, and they're not lechem. But they don't need a bracha achayna, because Birchas HaMazon prayed for us. And the last case is Habayim Achar HaSuda. Which Rashi means Regilim. But you actually go in the middle of the Suda. Point to Rashi, that's Paris. So it needs bracha rishayna because it's not tafel, and it needs bracha achayna because it's not zon. And that's exactly like Rav Sheshes. That needs bracha rishayna and bracha achayna because it's not zon.
That's Rav Sheshes.
Yeah. So let's go back up. To Rav Sheshes then. So it comes out according to Rashi, the loch is like a papa. That's for that Peres in the middle of a Suda, need a bracha ben lefnei and ben lachareim. Not like of Nachem Nefuna, they need a bracha lefana and not a bracha lachov. Because Bichas HaMazon patzes them. They need a bracha ben lefana ben lachov. So Sheshes said that Peres in the middle of a Suda, they need a bracha lefanav, they need a bracha lefanav, and a bracha leachrov. So Rav Sheshes added, she'en lecha dover, that's toin bracha lefanav, and it's not toin a bracha leachrov, only pasach above a kisni. So the shayla is, what in the world does Rav Sheshes want with this mushal to pasach above a kisni? This distinction he's drawing, that Paris in the middle of a Suda, they need a bracha achrayna. They're not like Pasa Bobe Kistin. Pasa Bobe Kistin, that's the kind of thing, or the only kind of thing, that needs a bracha rishayna, with lefanov, mezainis lefanov, but doesn't need a bracha achas mein shalosh l'achrov. Paris in the middle of a Suda, they do need a bracha achas mein shalosh l'achrov. So, A, what does he want from Pasa Bobe Kistin? For that matter, Pasa Bobe Kistin is not the only example. You also have Arez V'doichen. It's also Toyin Baruch Lefanov and not Toyin Baruch Lachrov. As Rashi himself says, Midi Dehavi Arez V'doichen. It's very awesome here.
How are we taking a parallel between the third case of Rapapa and does Rashi showing it that it's going to be like
Sheshes?
The Svara that Rashi gives is different. Rashi gives by Rapapa that the reasoning is because you're Biwin, but Rashi gives...
What? The reason he gives by Rapapa
is that it's regilin, that it's something that's normally brought during the Suda, like Peros.
It's normally brought after the Suda. It's normally eaten after the Suda.
So bring it during Suda is not normal to do. But
I'm not sure that's Rashi didn't say that. Rashi just said, what does the word mean? Dvarim ha-regilim lo v'yachar ha-Suda means Peros. And Peros... And then what's the din? The din is in the bracha lefanav ben lachrov because they're not mosin. It doesn't say in Rashi. We'll see maybe when we're finished. But meanwhile, I don't know that it says in Rashi that that's the hesper. It certainly doesn't say in Rashi. Maybe it says in the Gemara.
On the spot, it says shalom achos
liftam. Yeah, because we saw in the beginning of Rashi. We saw in Rashi in the beginning of the sugya. Sometimes you bring parents for liftam. So Rashi's explaining to me, when we say over here that if you're bringing these pears, we're not talking about bringing them for lifton, because if you bring them for lifton, Avadi wouldn't need a bracha. It's clear in Rashi the Metzias at the beginning of the sugya. Rashi tells me when Rashi talked about pears that are being brought in the middle of the sugya, the first Rashi in the sugya, Rashi said v'loy l'lafas ha'sapas. We're not talking about where they're being brought l'lafas ha'sapas. So Rashi says now again that these, when we talk about dvarim harigilim lo v'yachar sudah, but you bring in the middle of the sudah, we're not talking about when you're bringing them for lifton. You're not bringing them for lifton. You're bringing them for the mesikus. So, but what's the din? Rashi says very thing, similar things that he said. Very sheshes. It needs a bracha yishonik because it's not tafel. And it needs a bracha achrayim. Okay, so ain't biches and bosom pitros and delav mezayninu. That's exactly what he said. Very sheshes. I suppose we could ask on a Rapapa himself, why did Rapapa say this losh in the dvarim harigilim lo v'yachar sudah? You should have said Paris. Like what's the, like say Paris. Or what do you have to give them such a fancy name? Can't call them Paris. It's like them Iri, can't call them, it's a little sack of funny, you know. Can't say the names. So okay, Chacham Piran's had this thing, but what's the word? Anyway, Sahara. Sahara. Maybe we'll revisit the Sahara, but our component is not Rashi. Other Rishonim have different pshat altogether in this last chalukah of Dvarim. They're not Geiris Haboim, and they're talking and they say things. If you bring anything after the Sudah, after you took the bread away, then you have to make a bracha upon the van la'achav, even if it's potatoes. They have a different pshat in the Rapapa altogether. Other Rishonim, Taisus, other Rishonim. It's a new concept. Once you take the pass away, then the meal is over. Then whatever you bring has to have a bracha Rishonim and a bracha Achrayim. That's not Rashi B'chal. Rashi's gears in the Gemara is we're talking, everything in the Sugah in Rashi is B'teicha Sudah. We're not talking about dessert, b'chal. In Rashi, it's not a sugya about dessert. Dessert doesn't appear in the sugya. When the Gemara talks, according to Rashi, when we talk about achar sutta, we mean after benching, maybe. Like Pasa B'Kistan is after benching, according to Rashi. Rashi's prepared. Pasa B'Kistan, they bring after benching. You're also talking about Paris, the regilim lo v'achar sutta. Maybe it means after benching. I don't know. Doesn't say otherwise. Could very well be. We'll see going forward also, I think, a lot of this. That according to Rashi, Dvarim Abayim B'Teicha Sudah. According to Rashi al Kapanim, this is a very important difference between Rashi and the other Rishonim. According to other Rishonim's Girsin and Rapapa, the Gemara introduces in this last division of Rapapa a new distinction between things that are in the middle of the meal and things that are after you took the bread away, but you haven't benched yet, and now you're having dessert. So there's this special area, this special time frame that Rapapa is talking about in the last Chalukah, which has nothing to do with the Gemara before. The Gemara before is talking about Petach Hasidah. Rashi doesn't have the Pachal. Rashi, Rapapa, nobody here is talking dessert. Everything is B'tei Chasuda. You could have B'tei Chasuda, you could have Lifton. B'tei Chasuda, you could have Kruvat Aisa. B'tei Chasuda, you could have Paris. Because you want in the middle of the meal, you want something sweet in your mouth. There's no Gemara according to Rashi about dessert. Yeah.
Does dessert have to be after the Suda? Why can't it be? What do you mean
the Suda? What does that mean? But I'm just saying, in Rashi, we don't find, according to...
It's really not to be Lasova, it's dessert.
But in Rashi, I don't find a concept of dessert. There's no mukkah. According to the other Rishonim, there's a sugi here about dessert. Dvarim Habayim L'Achar Sudah, the sugi carves out a special place called dessert. That it's after the Sudah, but before the benching. In Rashi, that's not the topic of the Gemara. There's not a Gemara about dessert. There's a Gemara about pears that are coming in the middle of Sudah, dice that's coming in the middle of Sudah, and lifton that's coming in the middle of the Sudah. Yeah, that's not dessert. That's the B'Teicha Sudah. The pears and the Novim were about a B'Teicha Sudah. When the first Gemara before, he veil of Nehem tainim hanofim b'teicha sudah. So Rashi says b'teicha sudah, not l'lafas sapas, because then it would be tofel, but it means l'famim shabol l'masik espi b'teicha sudah b'peres. There's not a word here about dessert. Everything's b'teicha sudah. It's going to be important later. Right now it's not so important. It's going to be important later on to know that according to Rashi, we don't have there's nothing in the Gemara that talks about dessert as a separate halachic category. Could very well be according to Rashi, there's no special halachic category of dessert. Akapanim is certainly not one of the cases in the Gemara. Everything in the Gemara is B'teicha Sudah. The distinctions that the Gemara makes are not distinctions in time. There's nothing in the Gemara that says that if you bring the Paris, you know, at this point in the Sudah, you make Bracha X, but if you bring it for dessert, then you don't make a Bracha. There's no such Gemara. There's Gemara about what things you make, what things B'teicha Sudah. Am I being clear?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Is Rabbi assuming
the
Paris is exclusive?
What else could be? Could be Passover B'Kistan. Yeah, what would be Pasa Baba Kisnim? Pasa Baba Kisnim is also Rogalova Yachasuga. And that does not need a Bracha L'Achrov. What would Rapapa say if you brought Pasa Baba Kisnim B'Tei Chasuda? It's Tzvar Mavigim Lova Yachasuga. I'm not sure what it would be. In other words, does he agree with Rav Sheshes that Pasa Baba Kisnim does not need a bracha l'achra? You know, let's first talk about Pasa Baba Kisnim, and then we can come back to that question also. So we want to know what's going on with this Rashi about Pasa Baba Kisnim. Pasa Baba Kisnim, after benching the being Pasa Baba Kisnim, and because it's a Dovah Mu'ud, it only needs a very nefashas rabbis, mandoch hashmeh. What does that have to do? Why is that? What is Rav Sheshes over here coming to forestall? Like he's telling me, you know, I'm telling you, Halacha, that Paris, you need a bracha l'fanav, and Paris in the middle of a Suda needs a bracha l'fanav and the bracha l'achrov, and not like you, Rav Nachman Afuna. Rav Nachman Afuna, you think that Paris in the middle of a Suda does not need a bracha l'achrov. I think that it does need a bracha l'achrov, because anything that needs a bracha l'fanav needs a bracha l'achrov, except for Pasa Baba Kisnim. What does Rav Nachman Afuna have to do with Pasa Baba? Rav Nachman Afuna, who said that Paris do not need a bracha l'achrov, it's because Birchas Hamazon Petroson. That has nothing to do with Pasa Baba Kisnim. Pasa Baba Kisnim doesn't need a bracha l'achrov. It's time because it's Dovah Mu'ud. Again, whatever that means, it's a Dovah Mu'ud. It doesn't need a bracha l'achrov. So it's not a now. You know, it sounds like Rav Sheshes is talking to Rav Nachman Rav Huna, and he's reacting to them, saying, Rav Nachman Rav Huna, you're telling me that Paris, they need a bracha. They don't need a bracha l'achrov. They don't need a bracha l'achrov. There's no such thing as something that doesn't need a bracha l'achrov, except Pasa Baba Kisnim. Yeah, I agree. Pasa Baba Kisnim doesn't need a bracha l'achrov. But Peir is in the middle of a Suda, you're wrong. They do need a bracha l'achrov. Only Pasa Baba Kisnim doesn't need a bracha l'achrov. It makes it sound like somehow that Rav Sheshes saw in Rav Nachman and Rav Huna that they're saying that Peiris don't need a bracha l'achrov. It's akin to Pasa Baba Kisnim. So he needs to say, no, only Pasa Baba Kisnim, but not Peiris. Anyway, it's a sitter. The whole thing about Pasa Baba Kisnim doesn't seem to make any sense. Well, how can we make sense of it? So, I want to say. We'll start by marking two things. First of all, you see in Rashi that Ein Toin Brochel Achav, Bayern Nefoshes Rabbis is called Ein Toin Brochel Achav. Rashi says, Pasa Baba Kisnim. That's after Birchas Hamazon, you're having it after benching, and they would bring Pasa Baba Kisnim, this kind of cookies that had a lot of shkeinim mixed in, and fruits and sweetening and so on, and spices, and there was so much other stuff, so much other chazerai, and very little mezainis in it, so it you made under the bayin nefoshes. So that's called Ein Toin Brocha L'Achav. Likewise, Ariz V'Doichin also asks, also Ein Toin Brocha L'Achav. Now, Ein Toin Brocha L'Achav, we know that means Bayern Fashas Rabbis, but Ariz V'Doichin, you make afterwards a Bayern Fashas Rabbis, you don't make no Bracha Achrayin at all. So Rashi in the Sugya of Ariz V'Doichin said, why is that called Veloiklum? The Mar says that Ariz V'Doichin, more about a Braisa, you make a Bracha Lefanav, you make a Bracha Mezainis, L'Achav Veloiklum. After Leklum, you make a Bayern Fashas. So Rashi says, but it means it's not from the Brachas on Paris Eretz Yisrael. All the other Brachas, benching, and the Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh, are fundamentally Brachas on Paris Eretz Yisrael. Even though you happen to be eating pears that did not grow in Eretz Yisrael, maybe they grew in Montana, but still, I don't know. Chazaru Misakin Brocha Choyno. It says V'chalta V'savata Rachta Al Arutz Toyva Shenas V'chalta V'savata Rachta Shema Kachal Arutz Toyva Shenas Ulach. So when you make a Brocha Choyno, fundamentally making a Brocha Choyno on Paris Eretz Yisrael, benching Brocha Achas Mein Sholosh, and Bari Defosh Shabbos is not the way. So that's called the Loiklum. The Rashban and Shuvah, I think I mentioned it at the time. The Rashban and Shuvah in Simon Tov Chav Gimel. Adds that that Bayern Nefoshes Rabbis is called Veloy Klum because it's not a bracha on the fruit. There's no word and there's no mention in Bayern Nefoshes Rabbis that of Paris or food. You just say Kadosh Baruch Hu, you provide for all living things. So that's it's just a shevach to Bayern Shalom. It's a shevach ba'alma that Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for our needs, but it's not a bracha on the mazon. It's not a bracha on the peiros. Brachas hamazon and bracha achas main shalosh are brachas on the mazon or on the peiros that you ate. we mishabeach in the lashon of a peres eretz yisrael. Yeah, that needs a hezbo. Why? But al kapanim, the point is, it's a shevach ba'alma. What I need for our purposes is that bari nefashas rabbis is called v'loy klum because it's a shevach ba'alma. Shevach ba'alma to ribayin shalom is not so much a bracha on the food itself. Bracha on the food itself you only have in brichas hamazon bracha achas ben shalosh. That's number one. Number two, we have in the sugya a slew of things, according to the various sheetahs, that need a bracha rishayna because they're not tofel to the pas, but they don't need a bracha achayna. We have peiros according to Chia and according to Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, peiros don't need a bracha achayna, and Daisa and Krov that needs a bracha rishayna but doesn't need a bracha achayna according to our papa. All of these things in the sugya that don't need a bracha achayna. So there's a chakira here that runs maybe the basic chakira in the sugya, which is what's the pshat in these things? Is the pshat that birchas hamazon patters them independently? Birchas hamazon does double duty; it patters the bread, but it also patters the krov and the daisa. It also patters dvarim abayim b'teichasu the machmas esud, or dvarim shalayim should be according to Rashi dvarim abayim shalayim machmas esud b'teichasu is kruvin daisa. So birchas hamazon goes on that separately and independently. Is that the pshat? Well, also Rashi seems to be that way. Say the Rashi is birchas hamazon petrosim. That's all in Rashi. Then is it ain't birchas hamazon petrosim because it's not Zion? Is it birchas hamazon is yes petrosim? But the issue in play is does birchas hamazon patter this thing? The other possibility is that the nidin is not that birchas hamazon should patter it independently. The nidin is it tofel to the suda that the birchas hamazon and the suda will mele patter this food also? According to the many rishonim who learn in the sugya, that rapapa, the last division of rapapa, that la'achar ha-suda, toyin bracha lefanav and la'achar. And most Rishonim learn that when the last division of Rav Papa that la'achar ha'suda, not goes dvarim ha'boyim la'achar ha'suda, goes la'achar ha'suda. So Tosfos learns the Rosh, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Baal HaMor, the Ravid, they all learn that it means dessert, foods that are anything that you eat after the bread was taken away from the table. And all of those foods need a bracha lefanav and a bracha la'achar. Taisa says even kruva daiso, and they learn the sugya. It's not Rashi learning the sugya. The most Rishonim learn the sugya that anything that you eat after the bread was taken away needs a bracha lefanav and a bracha la'achar. Which means that birchas hamazon, even if it's a food that's zayin, even if it's kruva daiso, the foods that in the middle of a sugya would not need benching. They wouldn't even need bracha rishayna. But if you have them for dessert, so benching can't patter them. Lefi all those rishayna, it's muchach that benching cannot independently patter anything else except bread. I mean, maybe we should speak this. I don't know how much I already had time to see, but most rishayna learn in Rapapa, a whole different shot in Rapapa. That dvarim abayim machmas esuda b'tei chasuda means kruv v'daisa, meal foods. Potatoes and cabbage and meat and chicken and anything you have in the middle of the meal with the bread doesn't need not a bracha rishon, not a bracha rishon. That's the halacha that we do. When we have, if you have cabbage in the middle of the meal, we don't make a bracha rishon and nor a bracha rishon. When you have meat in the middle of a meal with bread, we don't make a not a bracha rishon, not a bracha rishon. Not like Rashi. According to Rashi, kruvin daisa needs a bracha rishon. According to Rashi, if you're eating supper and you're having bread and then together with bread you're having a piece of chicken, according to Rashi, you need to make a shahakel. Because according to Rashi, that's shaloi machmasudu b'teichasudu, that's dice of a crook, and needs a bracha rishayim, because it's not tofel to the bread, because it's not smearing around the bread, unless you make a sandwich. Most Rishayim learn that the way. Most Rishayim learn dvar machmasudu b'teichasudu means kruva daiso, meal foods. And they don't need anything. They don't need anything, not a bracha rishayim, not a bracha rishayim. Dvar shaloi machmasudu b'teichasudu, that needs a bracha rishayna, that's talking about fruit. That it needs a bracha rishayna, not a bracha rishayna, like Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. They learned that Rav Papa lines up with Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. So it needs a bracha rishayna, but it doesn't need a bracha achayna. Benishing some apatazit. And then when it says haboyim achar asudo, the doctor is haboyim. They learn the guys achar asudo. That all of the above, that does not need a bracha achayna, that's only if you have it in the middle of the meal. But if you clear the meal away, and now you're serving dessert, so not only do you have to make a bracha rishayna, you have to make a bracha achayna also. Or in the most rishayna. So most rishayna learn that if the meal is over, and now you serve some, after the meal is over, you took the bread away, and now you're having, it doesn't matter, you're having now, you want to have some cabbage for dessert, you want to have some meat for dessert, you want to have some fruit for dessert, you want to have some cake for dessert, whatever it is you're having for dessert. The bread is gone, what you're having for dessert, and it has to have a bracha rishayna and a bracha achayna. It says nowadays we never really take the bread away, so we're not really knowing this halacha so much lemaisa. Because that's when we have dessert, we don't make a bracha achayna. When was the last time you saw somebody make a bracha achayna on dessert? Because it says we're not knowing because we never take the bread away. But by us, the bread is on the table till the end of the meal, till we bench. So the whole shayla would be in these tables where they have to take the table away, they take the bread away, and they just wheel out the cake. So then it's mam shachar sudish and the bracha achayna and the bracha achayna. It's a big shayla talk. It's pashtus. So okay, anyway, that's how most Rishonim learn. So according to all those other Rishonim, we're learning Rashi right now, but I want to just bring a contrast. According to all these other Rishonim, so it says that when it comes to dessert, you took the bread away, and now you're bringing out dessert, and it doesn't have to be dessert, it's Acher HaSuda. As long as it's Acher HaSuda, you can bring out cabbage, you can bring out some frankfurters afterwards, bring out some shalt for dessert. Bring out some shalt for dessert. So it says in the Gemara, you make a bracha achayna too. Benching doesn't cover it. Why doesn't benching cover it? It's zon. So you see that benching doesn't cover even things that are zon. Benching only covers the suda. It doesn't cover. You have something else that's not from the suda. It's achar suda. Benching doesn't cover it. Either because benching doesn't cover anything except bread, or maybe another possibility. Maybe benching can only cover one thing. It can't cover. Do double duty, be the benching for the Suda, and also be the benching for the Chalt. It's maybe only one thing at a time. We'll have to see when we get into the Shittas of the other Rishonim, which one it is. But Kach, it says, according to all these other Rishonim, it says that once something is divorced from the Suda, and it's not part of the Suda, so even though you bench afterwards, the benching doesn't cover it. It needs to have its own Bracha Chayna. So why B'Toich HaSuda do you not have to bench? If you have Chalt in the middle of the Suda, you don't have to bench. That's the middle category of Papa. Shalom Machma Suda Bataika Suda, you need a bracha rishayna. You need a bracha rishayna. According to, because it's on my parents, if parents in the middle of the Suda, maybe you need a bracha rishayna. If it's Kruva Dice, you don't even need a bracha rishayna. But you also don't need a bracha achayna. Why don't you need a bracha achayna? And by Kruva Dice, not a bracha rishayna, also for that matter. But even let's say Paris, the middle division, Paris. You need a bracha rishayna, but you don't need a bracha achayna. Why don't you need a bracha achayna? Can't say benching covers it. How could benching cover it? If you had it after the meal, benching wouldn't cover it. So why does benching cover it in the middle of the meal? You have to say, because it's tuffel to the meal. According to Taisus, another rishayna, you have to say that all the things that don't need a bracha achayna, again, according to the various sheets, whatever they are, the things that don't need a bracha achayna, at least in their papa, they don't need a bracha achayna because they're tuffel to the meal. If you would have them after the meal, they would need a bracha chayna. Anything after the meal needs a bracha chayna. So in the middle of the meal, it must be that the reason why some things don't need a bracha chayna, all things really in the middle of the meal. In the middle of the meal, nothing needs a bracha chayna, according to your papa, not even payers. You have shayshes things it does need. But I'll combine them. The things that don't need a bracha chayna in the middle of the meal, it can't be because benching patas them independently. It must be that they're somewhat tuffel to the suddha. Because they're tuffel to the suddha, benching is able to pata them. Of course, that leads to a question. If they're tuffel, and that's why Bench is able to pat them, because they're tuffel, so why do they sometimes need a bracha rishayna? Paris in the middle, chalukah of a papa, they need a bracha rishayna, they don't need a bracha rishayna. Why don't they need a bracha rishayna? Because they're tuffel. Well, if they're tuffel, then they shouldn't need a bracha rishayna either. So rishayna addresses this with Paris. Rishayna speak out, a lot of rishayna, Balamor says this, and others have your list. Balamor, the Ravid on the Balamor, the Ra'ah, the Mechalik, that it's tuffel to the Suda, but it's not tuffel to the bread. Those are two different things. the pears they have in the middle of the meal, it's not tofel to the bread, so it can't be al mitzi lechem in or it's not going to patrid, because it's not tofel to the bread. But for benching to patrid, it doesn't need to be tofel to the bread, it needs to be tofel to the suda. Whereas the suda makes it, the bread makes it into a suda, but it's easier to be tofel for benching. You're not saying a word about lechem in benching, so you're just making benching on the suda. So even the pears, that you can't really bench on pears, but if it's tofel to the suda, so you could bench on the pears. That's how the sugi comes out according to other Rishonim. This, I think, a fundamental difference between the sugi, the way it looks according to other Rishonim, and the sugi, the way it looks according to Rashi. According to the other Rishonim, it's beferish in the sugi in the din of dessert. Because in the other Rishonim, there's a sugi here about dessert. The last division of Rapapa is telling me, once you take the bread away, then everything needs a bracha Rishonim and a bracha Chayim. So you have to say that benching cannot independently cover anything. Once it covered the Suda, you can't bench on the Suda and also bench on the Paris. Bench on the Suda and also bench on the Kuva Dice. It doesn't work. You can only bench on the Suda, you can't bench also on something else. So the Teicha Suda must be that the reason why some things don't need a Bracha Chayna is it must be because they're toppled to the Suda. Going to Rashi on the other end, there's no such Gemara. That's what I was stressing before. There's no such Gemara. The Gemara here does not make any distinction between in the middle of the Suda, while the bread is on the table, after you took the bread away from the table, the middle of the meal, the end of the meal, dessert. There's no such thing in the Gemara like that. So according to Rashi, there's just one thing. B'teich HaSuda. What foods that you eat B'teich HaSuda need benching, and what foods are covered by benching, and what foods are not covered by benching. According to Rashi, therefore, it's possible to say that maybe the foods that don't need benching, that are covered, so those foods that are covered by benching, they don't need a bracha chayna because benching covers them, it's not because they're tofel to the suda. There's no need in Rashi to say that. You could simply say they don't need a bracha chayna because they're tofel to the suda. I'm sorry, not because they're tofel to the suda, because bichas amosim petrosim. Benching patters them independently. That's the lashon of Rashi. Rashi could say that says that kruva daisa, you know why benching covers it according to Rapapa and according to Rashashas? Kruva daisa is covered by benching according to Rapapa, because it's mozon and bichas and mozon petrosim. But payers are not covered by benching because it's not mozon and bichas and mozon different camp pattern. There's not a word in Rashi about it. Is it yet tofel to the Suda? Is it not tofel to the Suda? Which foods are more tofel to the Suda? Which foods are less tofel to the Suda? That's all in the world of the other Rishonim. We have to make such distinctions. In Rashi, there's no need. The needin is when you bench, the benching could do double duty. You bench on the bread, you could bench also on the other things. But they have to be things that bichas amosim petrosim, things that are, well, things that are zayin. So kruva daisa, Rav Chiya thinks that way. Paspoit dekol mina meichel. Yeah, Rav Chiya, we don't know how that works. But a kabbalim in Rav Papa, which lines up with Rav Sheshes, the reason why daisa and kruv don't need a bracha chayna is because Rashi is beferish. Because since they're mozon, bichas amosim petrosim. Paris, on the other hand, which are dvarim haregilim lo v'yachra suda. Which the reason why they do need a bracha chayna is because they're not mozon, and therefore birchas hamozon cannot ain't birchas hamozon petrosim. So now, lefi Rashi, we need to understand from Nachman and Rav Huna. Rav Nachman and Rav Huna said that pears in the middle of a meal do not need a bracha chayna. Why don't they need a bracha chayna? According to the other Yishayim, Mistama, they're tofel to the Suda. Rav Nachman and Rav Huna maybe hold it, even pears can be tofel to the Suda. But according to Rashi, that we don't really see that anywhere in Rashi, such a notion, there's not a word anywhere in Rashi that they're tofel to the Suda. So how does Birchas HaMozen pat their pears? Pears should be tofel to the Suda. Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Rav Nachman and Rav Huna says that if you have pears in the middle of the meal, not lelafesh, just because it's you want something sweet in the middle of the meal. So they need a bracha rishayna, but they don't need. They need a bracha rishayna, but they don't need a bracha chayna. Rashi said birchas amazon petrosim. Not the birchas amazon pater. They're not mazon. Rashi says that's Rav Sheshes to rejoin. Rav Sheshes and a pup also for that matter. They're not mazon. How can birchas amazon pater parents? They're not mazon. So what would be Rav Nachman and Rav Huna's answer to that? How does birchas amazon pater? I want to suggest that Rashi learned that the reason why Birchas HaMozen that the reason why Rav Nachman Avuna holds Birchas Hamazon patters the Paris. It's not because it's tofel to the Suda, because that Rashi doesn't have a chal. And not because Birchas Hamazon is patters it in the regular way, because it's not Muslim. How could Birchas Hamazon patter? But rather, because Paris in the Suda are not chashuv enough to need a bracha chayim with me'atzma. At least this is at least how Rav Sheshes is understood of Nachman Rifunah. You'll see in a second where I'm going. At least Rav Sheshes is understood of Nachman Rifunah. How can Paris in the middle of the Suda not need a bracha chayim? Because a Muslim can't pat them. Normally, how could Bichas a Muslim pat them? They're not Muslim. How can you make an alarch for a Muslim and Paris? If it was Kruv and Dice, I would understand. But it's Paris. Ain't Bichas a Muslim put to us. Rav Sheshes says that Bichas a Muslim can't pat the Paris. Because ain't Bichas a Muslim, because it's not Muslim. It's not Zion. So how do you understand Rav Nachman and Rav Huna? So Rav Sheshes, at least Rav Sheshes understood Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, that the reason why Paris don't need a Bracha Chayin of B'tai Chastodo is because they lose their Chashivos. They lose their independent Chashivos. And because they lose their independent Chashivos, they no longer need a bracha chayin. Maximum, maybe they need a bar in nefashos, but a bar in nefashos, which is only a shevach ba'alma, that birchas hamazon could pater. I'm saying a lot here anyway at once, but there's an interesting ritva to tell you. It's coming from the other sheet, the sheet of the other rishayim. It's not where we're holding, but this interesting svar. The ritva says that when you have pears for dessert. So even though they need a bracha, the ritva holds like most rishonim, they need, if dessert always needs a bracha chayinim. He says, that's only if it's shivas haminim, pears from shivas haminim. So they need their own bracha chayinim because they need a bracha chayinim, bracha achas meshalash. But if you have bananas for dessert, that's only a bray nefashos. A bray nefashos you don't have to make because you're going to bench anyway. So divay shevach for your bray nefashos you're going to say anyway. So there's no need to say a bray nefashos. When you need a bracha achas meshalash, that's a real bracha chayinim. So you can't use the benching for benching is for benching, and this is bracha, you know, for the benching is on the meal, and this is the benching can't do a double duty to be on the meal and also be on the dessert. And bachal is not a dessert, you can't bench on bananas. But if all you need is bari nefashos, you just need to say divrei shevach ba'alma after the bananas. So you're gonna say divrei shevach ba'alma, you're gonna bench. You don't need to also say the divrei shevach bari nefashos shabbos. You see such a svar that something which is lo'achav v'leiklum, bayin nefash is called v'leiklum, it's not really a regular bracha chayna. So then the benching would cover it. So let me finish the whole thought and then you'll see where I'm going, because I need to say the whole thing for it to make anything understand what I want. I want to say Rav Sheshes understood that the reason why Rav Nachman Rav Huna held that Paris don't need a bracha chayna. Again, it's not because it's tofel to the Suda, because in Rashi's Gemara we don't even have that concept. It could be because Birchas Hamazon Petrosim. The Emes Rashi Loshon and Rav Nachman Rav Huna is Birchas Hamazon Petrosim. But Rav Sheshes thought that's very hard to understand. What do you mean Birchas Hamazon Petrosim? They're not Zon. Rav Sheshes himself says Birchas Hamazon can't patter. They're not Zon. So why in the world did Rav Nachman Rav Huna say that you don't need to make a bracha chayna? So Rav Sheshes at least, Rav Sheshes held, I'm not sure if this is Nachman and Rav Huna themselves, but Rav Sheshes at least understood in Rav Nachman Rav Huna, it must be that they had this svar, that parents in the middle of a Suda, because they're only being eaten as part of the Suda, because you want something sweet, they lose their chashivas, they don't need their own bracha chayna. Well, once they don't need their own bracha chayna, because they lost their chashivas, they become like a v'loi klum, like l'achar v'loi klum, then benching will cover it. Then benching will cover it. Says Rav Sheshes, that's not true. I don't think that's true. Just because you have parents in the middle of a meal, it doesn't lose its chashivas of needing a bracha chayna, of needing a bracha achas mein shalosh. Yatenim and Ovim in the middle of a Suda, they don't lose the need for Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. And if they need a Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh, then benching's not it. Because they're not Muslim, you can't bench. If you need a Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh, you can't, benching's not a substitute, because it's not Muslim. So now it continues Rav Sheshes, and he says, there is a case of something that loses its chashivus and therefore doesn't need a Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. There is a case, Pasabah B'Kistin. Pasabah B'Kistin is the food that really ought to be Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh, because it's made with mezonos. And if it's made with, and you make a bracha mezonos on it, the bracha and pasuk of b'kistin, so it's mezonos. If it's mezonos, then by rights it should have an ala michi afterwards. So why is there no ala michi afterwards? So Rashi says because it's a dover mu'ut. You only eat a little bit of it. Because you have a lot of megaisim mishkedim, and because it's the dogan is a dover muot, so lehitinua bracha mein shalish. The goyin is mash mishin reishches that it means it's less than the kazayis b'chdei achilas pas, but it's mu and Rashi. The reason why I don't make an alamichya is not because of a lack of kazayis. That's all shiloh. If you have a food that has mezainis in it, but it's less than a kazayis, do you make an alamichy or not? I had a kazayis of the whole cake, but a lot of it was just the apples and stuff, the apple strudel. You had a kazayis of apple strudel, but the mezainis part was only less than a kazayis. It's all tumul and paiskim. Is that, we shine in paiskim. Is that taisis and mashma, that's still an alamichy. Taisis is masik and mashi. But this case of pasab of a kisn. Taisis, what do you mean? Pasab of a kisn means something you're having after benching, and it has mezainis in it. Of course, it's alamichya. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Kol sheyesh b'michamesh saminim mevarcha." You have to make it mezainis, and you have to make it an alamichya. The Tosfos assumes apparently that it doesn't matter that it only has a lot of shkedim and other things in it. So what? It's yesh b'michamesh saminim, and it warrants a bracha chayim. It sounds like it. Rabbi Tosfos holds doesn't matter if you ate a kazayis of dogon, as long as you it's yesh b'dogon. So yesh b'dogon, the whole thing is an alamichya. Rashi's mashmi agrees to that fundamentally. Rashi doesn't say that you don't make an alamichya because you need a kazayas. Rashi says you don't make an alamichya because since it's machol amud lehitinu abroch achas men shalish, it's not choshev enough. It's machol amud. Again, I don't know machol amud means a dogan is mud or the whole thing is a dogan mud. You just eat a little bit of dessert, or this not even dessert. This is after benching, but you only eat a little bit of it, or the dogan is a little bit obscure in Rashi. But akapanim, what it says in Rashi is that is a lack, because it has a lack of chashivus, so therefore they took away the alamichya and all afterwards is for loiklum. Make a bar in a fosh as a shevach b'alma. So now I understand how Gaval the good Rav Sheshes say. Rav Sheshes saw Rav Nachman Rav Huna, they said, Paris in the middle of a Suda doesn't need a bracha achas mein shalish. So he doesn't understand why. Rav Sheshes says to Rav Nachman Rav Huna, why in the world do you think that Paris in the middle of a Suda don't need a bracha achas mein shalish? Again, tofel to other Rishonim would say, because it's tofel to the Suda. Rashi doesn't have the notion of tofel to the Suda at all. Other Rishonim have to have that. I don't want to go through the whole Kedushin again. Other Rishonim have to learn up the whole Suga. That's a Suga about being tofel to the Suda. According to Rashi, all the Rashis are clearly mashma. It's not a Suga. There's not a word anywhere in the Rashi from top to bottom about being tofel to the Suda. The need in the Suga is Bichas Hamazon Petrosim. And I'm Paris, it can't be Bichas, Rav Sheshes says, Bichas Hamazon can't pater Paris. How could Bichas Hamazon pater Paris? So what Rav Nachman Rav Huna says that you don't need to make a bracha chayna. And in Rav Nachman Rav Huna himself, Rashi does say Birchas HaMozen Petrosim. Maybe could be Rav Nachman Rav Huna himself thought that Birchas HaMozen could pat the Paris. Doesn't matter that it's not zon. But Al-Kapanim, that's not the way Rav Sheshes understood it. Rav Sheshes understood that Rav Nachman Rav Huna must be saying that it doesn't need a bracha chayna because it be'etzim doesn't need a bracha chayna because it loses the chashivas. Paris in the middle of a Suda, they don't have an independent chashivas. They have enough independent chashivas for bracha rishona. They don't have enough independent chashivas for bracha achrayna. So you hear that's so the fact that you ate them in the meal robs them of their independent chashivas. They therefore lose the bracha achrayna, but they can retain the bracha rishona. That's how Rav Sheshes understood Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Sheshes, I don't agree. I agree that such a phenomenon. I agree that that's what happens by pasav b'kistin. That pasav b'kistin it loses its bracha because it's dover mut lehitinu a bracha achas mein sholish. Because it's not a chashuv kind of food, it's just a snack. So they, or it's just a, I don't know, it's a tovamud. So they left it with the bari minim mezainis, but they took away the need for the bracha achas mein shalish. It says because it lacks in chashivus, but Rav Sheshes ein lechadover ella pasiv abakistin. But there's nothing else like that. Paris in the middle of Suda are not like that. They don't lose their chashivus. They still need the bracha achas mein shalish. And once you need the bracha achas mein shalish, then bichas amazon can't bata. So it's going to come, let me just finish and then I'll take it. So some mela now is about. Rashi says, Rashi says, could I ask you by Oriz and Deichen? Oriz and Deichen also, they have a Bacha Yishayna, they don't have a Bacha Yishayna. So we asked when we were reading the Rashi, so then Rav Sheshes is not true. Rav Sheshes says, Ein lechadova shetoy bracha l'achav, shetoy bracha l'ponu, ein etoy bracha l'achav, except for pasabo v'kisnei. It's not true. I can give you right away an example of something that needs a bracha l'ponu, but doesn't need a bracha l'achav, namely, Oyer's v'doichen. Rashi himself says, like Oyer's v'doichen. So how can Rav Sheshes say, there's nothing in the world that needs a bracha l'ponu and doesn't need a bracha l'achav, except for pasabo v'kisnei? Nothing in the world. Just what happened to Oyer's v'doichen? The answer is, of course, Oyer's v'doichen needs a bracha l'ponu, not a bracha l'ponu. That's because it was never chashim in the first place. Since not from the Shiva Saminim, of course the Ariz V'Dorchim doesn't need a bracha achas mein shalosh. It was never chosh enough to deserve a bracha achas mein shalosh. But Rashi is talking about things that deserve a bracha achas mein shalosh, but lose it. They lost the chashivas of bracha achas mein shalosh. So that's Pasa Baba Kisin. Pasa Baba Kisin is dogman. It deserves a bracha achas mein shalosh. But because of its lack of chashivas, it's only a dover mu'ud. It's not really something you sit down and have. It's not, whatever it is, you only have it as a dover mu'ud after the benching. So because it has a lack of chashivos, it lost the Baruch Achas Men Shalosh. That's the way Rav Sheish thought Rav Nachman Rav Huna. That's Rav Sheish understood that Rav Nachman Rav Huna meant that's how Paris are. Paris, of how they need a Baruch Achas, we don't maintain them and over them, don't maintain them. They need a Baruch Achas Men Shalosh. But Rav Nachman Rav Huna thought that if you have in the middle of the meal, they lose the chashivos of Baruch Achas Men Shalosh. And they go down to being a bari nefashos. And once they're a bari nefashos, it's achar v'lekum. There's no real need for bracha chayne. Then avada, you don't have to say bari nefashos and bench, like we saw in the ritual. So benching can pat to them. So Rav Sheshi said, there's no such thing. Something that needs a bracha achas min sholosh and loses it. The only example is bracha is pasav b'kistin. Pasav b'kistin loses its chashivos, and therefore it's demoted down to the level of Ariz V'Daich. So again, ein l'chadov. Of course, there's Ariz V'Daich. Ariz V'Daich needs a bracha yishayna, and it never needed a bracha yishayna in the first place. Never needed a bracha achas min shalosh in the first place. But lay al zan adonim, Rav Sheish is talking about things that are demoted down to Erez V'Daychen. So there's nothing that's demoted down to Erez V'Daychen except Pasav Ovekistin. That's the type of food that it's a dogon, it ought to have a bracha achas min shalosh, but because you're having it as Pasav Ovekistin, after benching a dov amud, so it gets demoted down to burying the fashos. But Paris are not the way. Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Sheish thought things that parents are that way. That parents in the middle of a meal are demoted down to Bari Nefoshes. And Rav Sheish said, I don't think that's true. Only possible because it's that way. But parents have Bari Nefoshes, Chasuda, they retain their Chashivas. If they retain their Chashivas, they need a Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. And if they need a Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh, then benching doesn't work. Because benching, they're not Muslim. So you can't bench them. They have to have the right Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. Yeah, the hand up a long time.
Yeah. How are you able to say that the book that's driving the fact that it's going to get a worse bracha is because it's chashivas, it lost the chashivas.
Yeah.
As I always said in the sugya of Teresa and Kuvadara, that the whole point that it's going to be still chayin and chala, as opposed to Teresa, based on the Torah that still says that you have different brachos, that if you were clear, you're done it, is because it still has chashivas. The whole point that you just eat a little bit of it, and because it's so gishmak and chashiv, that's the reason why you're getting so little. But had you had in mind to be clear to that, you would have your revenge on it.
And then what was that? We had it there. Svara.
Ach, sure.
Yeah. It's in Rabbeinu Yoinu we said this, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Rabbeinu Yoinu we had a mahaloch that possible but kisnin, he has a different shot than possible but kisnin altogether, but that's not important right now. But he says that possible but kisnin, possible but kisnin is really chayim and chaloch, but it's misoinus anyway because it's so choshuv that you don't eat it for a meal. Other but kubadara and stuff, it's the reason why it's not chayav and chala is because it's so not choshev. So that avada is mezoinus. So the reason why it's mezoinus is because it's so not choshev. Eat a lot of it. It's very grub. So therefore it's only mezoinus. So that's part of chala. That's not called lechem at all. First of all, we're not Meshuvah to Rabbeinu Yonah right now, but even if so, they were saying something else. We're saying that something can lose its status as lechem because it's not chashiv enough to be lechem. Like kubadar or something. It's not chashiv enough to be lechem, so it goes down to being a mezainis. Oh, here we're saying, here you have a food. Forget. Oh, I see. Here you have food saying that that pasavah bekisnin. Rabbi Yehuda learns pasavah bekisnin is very delectable. That's why you only make mezainus on it. You only eat a little bit of it, but it's very chashuv. Eating a little bit of it makes it more chashuv. So it's chayav and challah, but it's such a dessert food that you don't make on it hamaitzi. Making it mezainus. Here in Rashi, we're saying that Pasavah v'kisnin, different Pasavah v'kisnin. Rashi's Pasavah v'kisnin, but Pasavah v'kisnin, because it's so each of those, it's machal amut, so it loses the ala michya. Yeah, they don't have to line up. This is Rashi's sermon. I know we're talking different worlds, but. But in a way, the svar is similar in kind. We're saying that something can be, because it's machalam, in Rabbeinu Yoyin we said, because it's machalam mu'at, it's not hamaitzi. And here we're saying, because it's machalam mu'at, so it's mezainus, but because it's, we're not talking about lechem anyway, we're talking about mezainus, but because it's machalam mu'at, so it loses the ala michya. So in both cases, the machalam mu'at, the fact that it's a kind of dessert, you only have a little bit, it reduces the need for, it demotes the bracha. You don't have to lemaida the halacha lemaisa. The Rebbeinu Yonah's pasavah bekisnin is not even the same definition as Rashi's definition of pasavah bekisnin, and we're in different worlds. But in the world of Rashi's beferish, that pasavah bekisnin, Rashi says beferish, that pasavah bekisnin mitoch shemachol amud it loses the alamichim. That's beferish in Rashi. There are a lot of question marks about that Rashi. What does it even mean that it's machol amud? Does it mean you only have a little bit of cookies, or does it mean the cookies only have a little bit of dogon? Not so clear. I just want to know, how does Rashi, what's Rav Sheshis's point by giving me this example of Pasavah Bekisnin? So I think it's very geschmack. Rav Sheshis's point is, you see by Pasavah Bekisnin, something that needs a brocha achas mein shalosh, and yet out of, because machola mu'at, because it lost its independent chashivu somehow, it loses the need for brocha achas mein shalosh. That's what Pasavah Bekisnin represents. Pasavah Bekisnin is a food that technically it's dogon, and kol sheyesh b'mechamesh shaminim, it's barim b'varachal barim minim mezainis. And therefore, by rights, it's a food that has dogon in it, it's mezainis. It really is mezainis. And since it's mezainis, it should be ala michya. But mitoich shemachal amud, lo yitinu abrocha achas mein shalosh. So, I don't even have to crawl into exactly the prima gonim and that Rashi. What exactly are the parameters of it? We don't pass like this Rashi anyway. But Rashi has this notion over here that pasavah bekisnin is a food that ought to by rights have a bracha achas mein shalosh. But because it's machol amud, Chazal took away the need. They stripped it of the need for bracha achas mein shalosh because it lacks somehow chashivos that it should have a bracha achas mein shalosh. So what does it have to do with our sugya? So what I want to say is what it has to do with our sugya is because Rav Sheshis at least understood the reason why Rav Nachman and Rav Huna said that Peres B'Toy Chasuda don't need a Bracha Achrayna. Why in the world should Peres B'Toy Chasuda not need a Bracha Achrayna? And again, other Rishayna would answer because it's tuffle to the Suda. Because the other Rishayna may have this notion throughout the whole Suga. There are other Rishayna learn in the Suga from beginning to end that anything in the Suga that doesn't need a Bracha Achrayna is because it's tuffle to the Suda. That's why when you come to dessert and you take away the bread and you bring out the Viennese table, other Rishayna hold that you need a Bracha Achrayna because Benching can't patter it. Because once you take the bread away, benching only paters the meal. It doesn't pater anything else. But Rashi doesn't have the notion b'chal. Rashi kaseder throughout the sugya doesn't say anything about being tuffel to the sudda. In Rashi, the needing of the sugya from top to bottom, from soup to nuts, the needing of the sugya is it birchas hamazon petroson or not? It sounds like in Rashi the needing is in and of itself can benching pater it because benching could do double duty. Benching can pater the meal and it could also pater the kruv. Benching could. What about the peres? Could it also pater the peres? So Rav Sheshis, no, of course not. How can benching pater the peres? It's not mozen. How could benching pater the peres? But Rav Nachman and Rav Huna said that benching does pater the peres. How does that work? So Rashi doesn't say that much. He says bichas hamozen petrosan and Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. So I don't really know how it works in Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. But what I'm suggesting at least is what Rav Sheshis thought it, how it works in Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Rav Sheshis thought the pshat in Rav Nachman and Rav Huna is that the reason why peres b'tei chasuda don't need a bracha achrayna is because the fact that they're b'tei chasuda makes them not choshev. And therefore, Chazal took away the need for bracha achrayna. It's not that benching is in the benching could be in lieu of bracha chayin. It could be in lieu of bracha achas main shalosh. Benching is muzzin, and these are not muzzin. Rather, the fact that they're not choshim means they don't need a bracha achas main shalosh. That's how Rav Sheshis understood Rav Nachman Avunah. That Peiris, B'tei Chasudah, don't need a bracha achas main shalosh. Because the being B'tei Chasudah makes them not choshim in their own right, and therefore they don't need a bracha achas main shalosh. Maybe they need a bar nefashas, but Birchas HaMosim will get rid of the need for bar nefashas. To that, Rav Sheshis says, that I don't agree with, says Rav Sheshis. I don't think such a thing. I agree that such a thing in the world, Pasav Abakistan. But Ein L'chadovar, that needs a bracha rishoyna, and Chazal took away from it the need for bracha rishoyna, except for Pasav Abakistan. But I don't think Paris is like that. Paris is not like Pasav Abakistan, and Paris therefore needs a bracha rishoyna. And once Paris needs a bracha rishoyna, meaning bracha achas min shalosh, not bar nefashas, that's for Leklum. That's just a shrach v'idoyah. But once they need a real bracha rishoyna on the pri itself, then benching is not a substitute, because they're not Muslims, so benching can't be going on there. Saying b'chas ha-Muslim patrosim, and that's the pshat in Rav Sheshis, and that Rav Papa agrees with Rav Sheshis. That's the pshat in Rav Papa as well. I don't know where to start. A lot of hands. Start from the left.
According to Rav Sheshis, the fact he said that machamua is part of what makes it as hashu, because that machamua therefore is more likely to mean the amount of dagan in the dish rather than the amount of dish that you have. But otherwise, what's between grapes and this?
The Pasav Abakistan is not B'tei Chasudah. Pasav Abakistan is a food that you have after benching, Rashi says. But Mitoch Shemachola Mu'ot, so they were not Matzichan in the Bracha Achaz Mein Shalosh. I don't know, and I don't that much care, because it's not Negev LaHalocha, and it's not Negev to the Pshat that I want to say. So for the time being, it's not important to me whether Machola Mu'ot means it's only a little bit of Dogon, or Machola Mu'ot means it's only a little bit of cookies. You only have a little bit at a time from it. Kach Kach. What's important in Rashi is that this is a food that ought to have an ala michya, but Rashi Lashon is lehitin ua. It's clear in Rashi, it's not because it lacks a kazayis. That wouldn't be called lehitin ua. It's not a kazayis, no kazayis. So there's no bracha
chayin. Why is it arbitrary that grapes are chashuv and this is not?
Maybe grapes are not machalamut. You could sit down and have a lot of grapes. This pasav abekitnin, it's machalamut. Again, that I'm going to take for granted. I don't have to. There are things that are my job and things that are not my job. You know, why is Machalamud? I know that's a Messias. Rashi says that's a Messias. Machalamud. I'm touching Machalamud. Yeah, we can have another Sikkel Torah why that is, but it's not important to me right now. I want to know how does it fit into the Cheshbon HaSugya? In general, it's like that. You're going to crawl into this second guessing Rashi. First, let's figure out the Surah of the Shmaitza. How did Rashi learn the Sugya? Then we can start to second guess Rashi why it's Machalamud. Rashi says a Messias. I mean, Rashi is a fact. He gives me a fact. We touch Machalamud, lo yitunu bracha achas mein shalosh. So I'm going to take that as a fact. It's a datum. But my question is, how does it plug into the sugya? What in the world does it have to do with anything in the sugya? There's nothing in the sugya that's machol amuot. There's nothing in the sugya eating after benching. How did Pasav Abakistan fall into the sugya? It's like Rav Sheshis should have said that Paris don't need a bracha achrayna. That Paris rather need a bracha. Paris b'tachasuna need a bracha achrayna. Because there's nothing in the world that needs a bracha achrayna but doesn't need a bracha achrayna except for less than a kazayis. Okay, fine, but like, what my name should be taken last night? That obviously he didn't rope into the sugya. He could have said that. Ain lechadova shetoy bracha rishayna. Ain shetoy bracha lefanu. Why didn't Rav Sheshis say that? Ain lechadova shetoy bracha lefanu. Ain shetoy bracha leacha. Ella pachas mikazayis. That's a good example. It needs a bracha lefanu, and it doesn't need a bracha leacha. Why didn't Rav Sheshis mention that? Because it's hot and it's a ton. It has nothing to do with the sugya. Pasav abekisim is somehow relevant to the sugya. So that's what I'm saying, because Pasav Abakistan is something that ought to have a bracha l'achrov, it ought to have a bracha achayna, but out of lack of chashivas, it loses, lo yitinua, because Chazal took away the need for bracha achas mein shalosh. Rav Sheshis understood that that's why Rav Nachman and Rav Huna thought that Paris in the middle of a Suda don't need a bracha achayna. Not because Benshin could pat them, and never dawned on Rav Sheshis that Benshin could ever pat to Paris. They're not Muslim. So why did Nachman and Rav Huna say they don't need a bracha l'achrov? So Rav Sheshis understood it must be because they don't need a bracha l'achrov, because being in the Suda robs them of their independent chashivas. Rav Sheshis says there's no such animal.
Haven't we just exacerbated the issue of Rashi's comparison to Pasar Ezbedochen?
No, because what Rashi means when he brings Pasar Ezbedochen is why when we demote you, do you lose your alamichya but you still have the barim in the mezonos? Like when you get demoted, when they strip you of your rank, when you're a mezonos, but they're going to strip you of your rank. So the way that they knock you down to you're a bari nefashos, but you're still a mezonos. Like maybe take away the mezonos too, or take away the mezonos and leave the ala michya. Rashi says no. You see, for example, pasar es v'doichin, which is nachos in the first place. So, but it's doga, it's mazen, it's sayed, but it's not chashuv. So something which is sayed, but it's not chashuv, it's mizaynis, but it's not out, doesn't have an ala mikra. So you see that that's when you know when they what's it called, when they drop you down to when they demote you down to private, that's where you go. You go to having an ala mikra, but not a having a bar minim mizaynis, but not ala mikra. So here we have Dogon. Dogon really should be Choshev. It's from the Shivas Aminim. It's Chito. It should have an Alamichio. But because it's Mitoch Shem Achalamuot, so Chazal they looked at it as being something that doesn't deserve the Chashivas of having an Alamichio. So they knocked it down to private. They knocked it down to the level of Erez Vodoy. So Erez Vodoy is the baseline. But these are things that... So Sheisha taught that that's the way Peres B'tei Chasuda, the same thing. The Peres B'tei Chasuda, they need a Baruch Rishayna. But they don't need bracha achayna because they're like Aris v'dechen. So Rav Sheshet knows. There's no such thing.
I'm having a bit of trouble reading it back into Rashi. The only line that Rashi says on the Zimmer Renachman is that Berchus wasn't for Trussa. But we're saying that's not really true according to
right. You're not going to put himself actually
and then also on Rishishis, the only line he says is when Rishishis is the low part of the region design, Hani Rosaini. And Ramachman and Rahuna agree to that. That's like he's just, that seems like Rashi's trying to explain that that's why Rishishis argues, but he's saying the one thing that Ramachman and Rahuna really agree to. I mean, this whole entire Yisod of the Chashivas, like, he doesn't bring it up in Rahuna or Rishishis in what he's arguing.
Yeah, so that's, I agree that it may well be that Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, the Rashi, in Rav Nachman and Rav Huna themselves, Rashi just said Birchas Hamazon Petrosim. Could be that Rav Nachman and Rav Huna themselves, maybe Rav Nachman and Rav Huna thought benching really does path to Paris. And Rav Sheshet disagrees. He says, no, Birchas Hamazon Petrosim. But still, what does he want from Pasev Abakisnan? So I still think it's true. Rav Nachman, whether Rav Sheshet is forestalling that one might say, then maybe Taka Birchas, maybe Peres B'tei Chasuda should not need a Bracha Achrayinu because they're not Choshev. Whether that's, in other words, Rav Sheshet explained to me why you do have to make a Bracha Achrayinu on Peres B'tei Chasuda. Because a Muslim doesn't patter. One might, so what does he want from Pasuk above the Kistin? So I'm explaining. Because Rav Sheshet is amiding, he's forestalling that. But maybe being B'tei Chasuda, they lose the need for a Bracha Achrayinu. Now, where did he get such a Havamina from? So I think he got such a Havamina because Rav Sheshet thought that maybe is the Pshat of Nachman and Rav Huna. I'm not sure that Rashi is saying that is the Pshat of Nachman and Rav Huna. I agree. Maybe in Rav Nachman and Rav Huna themselves, Rashi didn't say that. In Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, he just said Birchas Hamazon Petrosim. In Rav Nachman and Rav Huna themselves, maybe Saka Mashman Rashi. But that's not their Svar, which a little bit is a question mark maybe, because then why didn't Rashi learn that that's the Pshat of Nachman and Rav Huna in the first place? That would have been shmak. Like if Rashi would have said in Rav Nachman Rav Huna, then yeah, Saka Mashman Rav Nachman Rav Huna. The Rashi learned Rav Nachman Rav Huna themselves that Birchas Hamazon does happen. Why didn't Rashi learn in Rav Nachman Rav Huna that the parents don't need a bracha chayna for the reason that Rav Sheshet, you know, was forestalling for the svar that Rav Sheshet was coming to address to this guy. I would have been more shmack on the sugya. Could say, but I don't want to say this so much because not so that Rashi just means that they're really the svar is kaka taka because it's demoted down to very nefoshes. But benching and pater very nefoshes. You can't pater brochachas menshalos like the Ritva that I told you this. The Ritva says when you have dessert, so dessert needs a bracha chayna of its own because the ritual is like all the other shayna. Dessert always needs its own bracha chayna. But if it's a bar in the fushes, then you don't have to make it. You don't make a bar in the fushes on dessert because the benching certainly it's only a shevach ba'alma. So once you're benching, you don't need to say a shevach ba'alma bar in the fushes. You're gonna have a. So maybe that's Rashi over here means also birchas hamazon petrosim. If birchas hamazon patters the bar in the fushes of the pears, but about it that's rochak moed. I'm not gonna. What? Right, but it got demoted to bar in the fushes. Like Aris B'Teichim. No, is that maybe they really are going with this story that Rav Sheshet is forestalling. That it really got demoted down to a Bar Nefoshes, and that's why you don't have to have a Bracha Chayinu, because that already mentioned maps up. And maybe that's what Nachman would have meant the first one. Yeah, I don't want to go that way because that's about it too much to read into Rashi. Yeah, about it, the passage in Rashi is that Rav Sheshan of Hunan himself, Rav Nachman of Hunan himself hold that Bichas Amos and Pathas Peres, and they don't care that it's not Zion. And Rav Sheshan's things, no, it has to be Zion in order for Bichas Amos and Tepata. But what's Rav Sheshan's harping on Pasa Babakistan? Like, at the end of the day, where did that come from? Like Rav Sheshan should say, benching doesn't pattern because it's not Zion. I don't agree. You say it's Zion. You say it doesn't matter that it's Zion. That it's not Zion. You say benching can pattern Paris. I don't think benching can pattern Paris because it's not Zion. Benching can't pattern. Fine. So stop there. Yeah, that was very good. We understood it. My mikra is a chosah. Well, what is he carrying on? Well, what's he going on about Pasa Babakistan? There's nothing that needs a bracha rishayna. It doesn't need a bracha chayna except for Pasa Babakistan. Pasa Babakistan doesn't need a bracha chayna like Ariz V'doichin. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. And then you have Ariz V'doichin also, so it's not Ein L'chadover because you have Ariz V'doichin also. So that's why I think it's very mispakish that Rav Sheshes here is explaining that there would have been a mokum to say that even though Paris taka need a bracha chayna and they're not Zion that Bichas Emotion should be Petroslin. But who says they need a bracha chayna? Maybe Paris and Milo don't need a bracha chayna. Maybe they lose their independent chashivas. They don't need a bracha chayna. So that's where Rav Sheshes is forestalling this, and that's not true. The only thing that needs a bracha chayna and loses that requirement because of lack of chashivas is Pasa Babakistan. But otherwise, we don't find it. So the Paris of Teh Chasuda, they still need a bracha chayna, and once they need a bracha chayna, Bichas Amosim can't pater them. That's not Rav Nachman and Rav Huna themselves. Maybe it's not even Rav Sheshes sword in Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Maybe Rav Sheshes just was addressing this anyway. Just for that it needed to be addressed. Who says it needs a bracha chayna? A bracha chayna v'ad needs, not like Pasa Babakistan. And once it needs a bracha chayna, Bichas Amosim can't pater from bracha chayna. Okay, stop here.